Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of 1 John chapter 4, we finished with verse 4, and we just started the invitation. Listen as we start at that point today.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Who is he that overcometh the world? He that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. And by the way, that's how we're saved, is it not? Is that not how we're saved? In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23 says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. The way to be saved is in the word of God. It's not in your feelings. It's not in the world of allurement. It's in the word of God that lives and abides forever. But the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel, that is the good news of salvation, is preached unto you. The strategy for the Christian life is to go by the book, and you will overcome the devil. Walk in the Holy Spirit according to his word, because when you do, understand you've got an adversary, the devil. He's seeking whom he may devour. And yea, all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And evil men seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived themselves. 2 Timothy 3:12-13 tells us, Jesus said, in the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. So keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on him. We're saved by the gospel of this word. Now let's live by the word. And let's allow it to be the good news in all facets of life that directs us. My friend, do you know that if you die today, that heaven's your home? You see, there are Christians, and I have the people of the world tell me this from time to time. They'll say, what's all this stuff about rock and roll, the dancing, the half-naked people in a church building? Why is that a good thing now? And, of course, I tell them it's not a good thing, but God gives a free will to everybody, and they decide to do right or wrong, and the devil's there to deceive, and they've got to decide whether they're going to listen to the word of God or they're going to listen to those people. Too many end up listening to those people, and they're deceived. And, my friend, I'm asking you, do you know if you died today that heaven's your home? You see, he would have all men to be saved come to the knowledge of the truth. At this point, at which I'm recording right now, I am 69 years old. The Bible speaks of 70, so if mine is 70 exactly, I don't have much longer to go. If by reason of grace I make it 80, and even do as my dad did, he made it to 98 years of age, just died this year. But regardless, I'm on the back nine, as they say. But any suffering for this present time is minute, even if they should torture and kill me, it's minute compared in its greatness to the greatness of the glory that we have in Christ Jesus for all eternity. Now, a lot of guys that are perhaps maybe listening today, you've received a trophy, some for golf, some for maybe hunting, some for maybe some kind of a sport, football, baseball, basketball, whatever. In my lifetime, I've received one trophy. Now, I tell my wife I got two trophies, and she's the best trophy I ever had. But that's another thing. You know what I'm talking about, though, as far as trophies, those little things they give you at a banquet or something like that, and you put it up in your room in a special place or in a display case. Well, one year, I won in our church softball the RBI trophy. And boy, that meant a lot to me because that meant runs batted in. That meant I come through in the pinch, and I led the team in RBIs, and I got the RBI trophy. I was so proud of that thing. That thing was in our living room, usually sitting right up there because people watch TV, so it'd be up there near where the TV was so they'd see it. Eventually, it made it back to our bedroom. Then, eventually, it was in a shelf or somewhere in a closet. One day, I saw it in a box in the attic. Now I think it's probably in a landfill somewhere. Okay, that RBI trophy that looked so shiny and looked so good when I got it, by the time it was, I mean, the guy holding the baseball bat, you know, he was chipped up and scarred, and the wood was falling apart and rotting and swelling and everything else that was on it, the laminate's what it was. And you could hardly even read RBI champion or something like that on it. Look. That trophy lost its luster, and it's been years and years and years since I've seen it. As I said, it's probably in a landfill. But for a Christian, the reward is great. The reward is forever. Will you have a crown to lay at his feet? Do you seek to bring the lost to Jesus Christ, or are you ashamed? Does the fear of man keep you from having a witness? What about you, Christian? Do you edify your believers, your fellow saints in Christ? What about the fight? Are you in the fight, or do you cower? Oh, there's trouble at that church, or there's trouble here, there's trouble there. I'm just going to stay away from it all. And the devil's attacking, and you're doing nothing to stand for the right. Maybe you've got some type of affliction or sickness, or maybe there's some other trial that you're going through in your family. Do you endure the trial and stay true to the Lord? Or do you use it as an excuse to stop your service and to stop your faithfulness? What about holiness? There's an incorruptible crown. Matter of fact, we even find that the Lord will make it jewels in his crown for those that fear his name. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Those that fear his name and think on his name. How often do we think on that precious name that's oh so sweet, the hope of earth and joy of heaven? Do you think on that name? My Christian friend, my brothers and sisters in Christ, has the arm of flesh entered your church or your personal life and it's having victory? Will you turn from it? Will you turn from it and just go back to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm wrong. Forgive me. And by your grace, by your strength, and by your help, I'm going to get back in your word, and I'm going to do God's will, God's way. Will you do that? If you're not sure if you died today, that heaven's your home. My friend, Jesus died on the cross for your sins. He paid the penalty for every sin you ever have or ever will commit. He shed his blood and died for you, literally. But literally also, he rose up physically from the dead 3 days later. Now he, Revelation 1:18, has the keys of hell and of death. That's why only he is the way to heaven. There's not many roads to heaven, only Jesus Christ. You've got to admit that you're a sinner. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That means you're not compared to me or anybody else. You're compared to Jesus Christ, for he is the glory of God. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God, since the glory of God is what an all-holy God demands to be equal to Jesus Christ in your spirit, in your very being. Then you've got to admit, I come short, therefore I deserve to go to hell. However, the wages of sin, what we've earned, is death. That is final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ the Lord. He wants to give it to you. God commendeth his love, Romans 5:8 says. Toward us, God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He died for every sin you or I ever have or ever will commit. He was buried, and he rose up from the dead, victorious over hell and the grave. He did that for you, and he did that for me, my friend. He did that for whosoever. So he says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, in Romans 10:9, the Lord Jesus, he was Lord, he is Almighty God, Emmanuel, come in the flesh, the Lord God, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth, the Lord Jesus, he is Jesus, the humanity of Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, his deity arose his humanity. And you believe that he did that for you. He says, thou shalt be saved. With the heart, man believeth to righteousness. Not your righteousness, but the righteousness of Christ. You trust your life, your very eternity, on him. With the heart, man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made to salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, he'll save you if you call upon him, because God doesn't lie. Would you do that right now? I'm going to form a prayer. The prayer that I form would only be words if you didn't mean it. But if you mean this, would you right now, right where you are, pray this prayer? Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross and died for me. I believe 3 days later he rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen. And my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, would you write us and let us know? I encourage you to tell someone about this decision that you've made. And I also encourage you to go to our website that our announcer will give you here in just a few moments. And you look in the left-hand column of that web page, and it'll have booklets by Dr. Andy Bloom. Look at the one, Building Blocks. It's free. You can open it up. You can download it. You can print it out, whatever you want to do. It's free, but it'll tell you how to grow in this new Christian life. Now, Christian, this portion that we talked about, verse 4, greater is he than in you than he that is in the world. Are you allowing him to be greater than the world? And if you prayed and you asked the Lord, and you just told the Lord, Father, I'm sorry, and I want you to forgive me, and I want you to strengthen me and help me to live this new life, and live it the way you want it according to your word. Show me what you want me to do, and I'll do it. My friend, just trust God, you obey God, you do God's will, God's way, according to God's word, and he'll use you. But write us and let us know if you've made that decision. Now, I want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask your friends to listen, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And don't miss now the next section, because the next session of this passage of verses 4 through 6 is going to be a long section, and I want you to be ready with pencil and paper to take note. Thank you for listening to Lamp and Light broadcast today, and please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.